This is Judy Schachner, and I'm going to read my book, Stretchy McHandsome. The McHandsome clan was lively and large. They lived in a box with no one in charge. There was Fergus, McDougal, Binny, and Roy, Rue, Jamie, Callie, and Joy. And then there was Stretchy, the butterscotch boy. Now, Stretchy was different in more ways than one. He was stretchy and handsome, a soft bundle of fun. He was Tom of the Tumble Club, Lord of the Fleas, cuckoo on catnip, a hugger of trees. One eye was blue, the other was green, and around his dear neck hung a stinky sardine. But it wasn't always easy to be the baby of a brood, of rough, tough, feral puffs, cantankerous and rude. There were many disagreements over food and where to sleep, and Stretchy always landed at the bottom of the heap. So was it any wonder that Stretchy hatched a plan to take a small vacation from the wild McHandsome clan? His brothers and his sisters all agreed that he should go and gave him a good lickin' from his head down to his toe. Then after a tasty breakfast of fishy bones and rocks, our butterscotch boy sprang out of the family box. The first thing he did, which to some could be frightening, was dash down the street like butterscotch lightning. He jumped into a fountain, splashed round and round, scratched 200 stretchy marks all over the town. The freewheeling kitty made a stop at the zoo for an ear-splitting roar from a cousin or two. But the tigers thought Stretchy smelled just like dessert, so the butterscotch boy hid under a skirt. Until, that is, he spotted a mouse, which he chased down a path and into a house, where a hungry old woman, most pleased with her guest, attempted to eat the sardine on his chest. Stretchy escaped with his tail all akimbo to soak up the sun in an old bookstore window. On the sidewalk outside, all squeezed in betweeny, stood a lass named McBright, a real sweet human beanie. She had unusual looks, wore the ears of a kitten, and around her wee neck hung a wild woolly mitten. When Beanie saw Stretchy, it was love at first sight. She raced into the store and squeezed the cat tight. She ruffled his whiskers and butterscotch fur. He replied with a nip, a lick, and a purr. In a matter of minutes, the pair were both smitten. They traded two things, his sardine, for her mitten. And then what came next was so utterly fetching. Without breathing a word, they both began stretching. At the very same time, back at the box, McDougal found Stretchy's collection of rocks. It made them all wonder where Stretchy was at, 'cause it's scary out there for a wandering cat. Then every McHandsome handsomely hissed as they set off in search of the brother they missed. Fergus found a tiny poop. Callie met the cousins. Binny spied a stretchy mark. Rue discovered dozens. McDougal met a tired mouse. Jamie made a wish. When Roy and Joy picked up the scent of a very stinky fish. A tiny bit later, a girl and a cat were riding a seesaw and having a chat. While two streets away, eight noses were seen, sniffing the air for a stinky sardine. By late afternoon, the girl and her kitten had fallen asleep with a fish and a mitten. But when they woke up from taking their nap, Beanie McBright had nine cats on her lap. There was Fergus, McDougal, Binny, and Roy, Rue, Jamie, Callie, and Joy. And don't forget Stretchy, the butterscotch boy. Now the McHansom clan was still lively and large when they all took a vote to put Beanie in charge. So the brothers and sisters did something quite hard. They lugged their old box into Beanie's backyard. Now here's the kicker, so don't flip your lids, because Beanie McBright was just one of nine kids. There was Geordie, Tiny, Coco, and Earl, Quentin, Finney, Pickles, and Pearl. And don't forget Beanie, Stretchy's wild, woolly girl.